All right, well, just because I feel like it, I am going to lift this off, and I'm going to hold on to it. Take some comfort holding on to the life ring while I just get to know you all a little bit better. Susan told you about me and the work, so I don't have to say anything right now. Just kidding. Well, let me see, where was I going to start? Well, first I have to start by thanking VisArts and thanking the Breslers for making this opportunity possible. It was a really productive time for me, 4 months, and I really tried to make the most of it and take full advantage of the opportunity. And I have to say that the people here at VisArts, in particular Susan Main, the director of exhibitions, Frank McCauley, the exhibition coordinator, Susanna Lee, who worked with me to document all of my performance actions, and Anderson Toledo, have really rounded this out to be a particularly constructive, and just like I haven't really had that kind of support from an institution, so it was awesome to have that experience here. So I wanted to thank you guys for that. And so I want to tell you a little bit about myself. Susan mentioned I'm from Canada. I grew up on the east coast of Canada. I'm going to walk around a little bit just because I think it's more interesting if maybe the projections are behind me instead of that corner. I'm from the east coast of Canada. Spent most of my time being raised in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia. It's a really rural part of Nova Scotia. I come from a family of fishermen. My grandfather was a fisherman. Most of my father's brothers were fishermen. So I grew up loving fishing, having a passion for fishing and an affinity for the water, feeling a need to be near the water. And that's really translated in my art practice, as I'm sure you can see. Also, growing up, I was taught to be respectful of my environment and to value community. And those are also really relevant themes in my practice. I originally studied international development in English, actually, and then I went on to study interactive art and technology at the Canadian Film Center Media Lab and did my MFA later at the Maryland Institute College of Art. This body of work is informed by some earlier work that I produced, namely 1 year and 24 days of fishing, where I carried a fishing rod and wore rubber boots everywhere for over a year. And then I did a piece, Pier Toronto, where I salvaged materials and I built a dock. And I installed that dock in 7 different locations along a main street in the city of Toronto, Canada, and sat on it for 8 hours a day, 7 days in a row, treating the dock as a platform for conversation. And then more recently, Pier Platforms, for which I traveled around the southwest of the United States for 60 days, traveling alone by car. And I built a pier out of material that I salvaged, and I built it so that I could assemble it and disassemble it and fit it in my car. And so I installed this dock in 25 different desert locations, treating it as a platform for reflection, and in a handful of urban environments as well, treating it as a platform for conversation, reflecting on water and how our climate is changing. And that inspiration is, derives from my experience as a citizen of this planet being uncertain. Every day hearing something on the radio or seeing something in media that just concerns me about how our planet is changing and how the weather is really so hard to predict these days. It's so, storms are more severe, flooding is more severe, fires are more, seems there's a greater risk of forest fires, as we've all witnessed in the last summer what happened in California and BC too. So this project derives from those former bodies of work. And so I wanted to work with material that I salvaged. And all these objects, the life ring, the life jacket, the paddleboard, the raft, the bodyboards, and the raincoat, actually, the poncho, I made them all out of material that I salvaged in dumpsters, from Craigslist. Sometimes I got some wood that people were throwing away on Craigslist. It was free wood. People would put their trash out. I collected stuff from that. Also, some of the foam that I used, I was passing by this building supply place, and they had a number of pieces of foam that had blown off the stacks and were wedged kind of between this fence and other material stacks. So I went in and I asked to speak with the manager, and I was like, oh, I noticed you've got that. And I told them what I was doing, and they said, oh, yeah, that's garbage. You can go ahead and take that. So I just loaded up my car with all these broken pieces of foam, and that's an example of what I use to make these things. The video on the monitor illustrates where I found a bunch of that stuff and my process of making things as well, because I want to convey that it's not that complicated. I think we, you know, if you have any interest in working with salvage, you can do it. There's so much to be had, and people don't usually have a problem with you taking advantage of that. I had a hat that I wore when I went out to salvage materials. I would often ask permission because I wanted to be respectful. Not everyone likes someone going through their trash. And then these projections all illustrate performance actions that I produced. And so once I had created these provisions for buoyancy, these objects, I intended to take them into parts of D.C. And I selected D.C. for two reasons. One, because it's the capital of the United States of America, and that's pretty significant. And it has a number of really historic memorials. For example, property that's celebrated by this country that would be at risk of flooding if the sea level were to rise by 5 feet. And so I did some research to find out specifically what those areas and regions were by consulting the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's website. They have a sea level rise visualizer that anyone can access online. And you can type in places and see where the water would rise and what places are at risk of flooding. And not surprisingly, obviously, the tidal basin is one of those areas. And around that tidal basin, you have the Jefferson Memorial. You've got Martin Luther King Memorial, the Franklin D. Roosevelt Memorial. Like, these are significant historic sites that mean a lot about, you know, how this country has formed its identity. So I thought it would be impactful to carry these provisions through these sites to help to convey how this is, you know, something maybe we could think about, because it is projected that the sea level will rise between 0.6 and 6 feet by 2100. And so I perform these actions by walking while carrying a provision through these areas. Typically, I'd be walking for about 3 hours, and I worked with Susanna Lee, as I mentioned at the beginning of my talk. She documented all of these performance actions. She did a fantastic job, and I'm really happy to say we're going to continue to work together. It's not easy to find someone that can document performance art. And, yeah, I also look forward to continuing the project. I do have another phase that I'll be starting. I'm going to have a wetsuit, personalized wetsuit made, and I haven't taken the paddleboard into the world yet, so I intend to do that and take it in New York and Baltimore and through parts of D.C. as well and document those performance actions. So that's my talk. If anyone has any questions, feel free to ask. And, you know, after the talks, I like to think of myself as approachable, and I really enjoy conversations. So, yeah, thank you for coming.